Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, and share should be a special schuss for Chayachar Fega Bas Michal Dispasia. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rab Shmuel, Sus Moshe Besh Naris on Moshe Mordechai, Sus Nachaketa Bas Rab Chaim Su, Chol Tzechel Ab Seha, Sus Yosef Tzvi, Ben Mar Sena Miriam, Dod Rab Menos Her Miriam, Nen Sen Bas Man Sen Her Miriam, Hem Bukhay Tzechel Ab Sam, of course, Ab Marim Rasi Shiyichyu. This is based on the Sefer Dodo Mashken, Chodesh Elul. Shlomo HaMelech said in his Chachma, Tov Lelechatz Lebeis Avul Lechatz Beis Mishteh, Vashir Usof Kol Adam V'Achai Yitain Alibo. It's better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of revelry, of parting. Because that's the end of all man, and the living man will take it to heart. Chazal added, in the Medrash, Amar B'Shem Ben Abba, And if you have both, you don't know which one, says Shlomo, go to the Beis Avol. We find B'nei Adam Shalachu Beis HaMishteh V'lo Nisparashu Shmoisim. So, you know, we find people who went to a party house, chasana, and their name wasn't explained. We find people who went to a Beis Avol, and nitru mi gehenim, they were pushed out of gehenim, and their name was explained, and they prophesied in Ruach HaKodesh. Who went to the Beis HaMishteh, v'yas avar mishteh gadol? Who was there? Shem and Aver, but their names aren't explicated. Beis Avol, Nispar Shishmo Sam, they were pushed out of Gehenim, and they had Ruach HaKodesh. And who's that? They're good friends. Elifas HaTeimani, Bildad Ushuchi, Betzofra Namasi, that's in the book of Eov. And it says there that they had Nevuah, Vayana Elifas, Ein Vayana Losh and Nevuah, Vashem Yaninu Bekol. So you see they received Nevuah. So what's the... It's the Omek of Chazal. Shem and Aver went to Avram's party. And to get Hashpa from Avram Avinu was unbelievable. And Chazal say going to a Beis Avol is greater. So let's understand. When we're Mizbonin al Koichos HaAdam, how he looks at the Yom HaMisa, we think of the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, this is in Parashas Naso, Kuf Chof Vav Amid Aleph, come and see. I love the Zohar HaKadosh. Varnash Ozil Bahai Alma, a mensch geit in the Welt, a person goes in this world. You know that the Zohar HaKadosh was originally written in Yiddish and afterwards translated into incomprehensible Aramaic. In Baruch Hashem, we have the Sulam and the Mosek Midvash that translated it into Hebrew. Barnash Ozel Bahai Alma Vu Chashav Dechashav Dedilehu Tadir Vyishtar was joking. Vu Chashav Dedilehu Tadir Vyishtar Begave Ladari Darin Adi U Ozel Ba'alma. Person goes in this world and he thinks it's his forever. And he's going to live the Deire Deiris. And then until he leaves the world, they put him in a leash. Adi su yasim until he sits dining lay bekunpun, mshar b'nei dina. They judge him. When he sits, they judge him with other bali din. If he has a sanego or yishtach le sanego, if he has a defense attorney who is shtaziv min dina, he's saved from the din. And that's what it says. Im yesh alav malach echad mini elef. If you have one verse in Job 33:23, if you have one angel among a thousand to say a person's righteousness, and he will be exempted from judgment, from the bad judgment, in the negative judgment, he'll be saved. Chabad Chaim said b'derech melitza, whenever you want to talk just pashut shtark musar, go to Chabad Chaim. He lived the mitzias of truth without any fancy philosophies, the pashtus, and that's what I think everybody is attracted to the Chofetz Chaim, because on some level we all need that. Some people are more sophisticated, some people are less sophisticated, but at the end of the day, a person can't let a sophistication, as some do, to lead him astray, to explain why he doesn't have to be so careful about mitzvahs. Hashem becomes more of an abstract theory, concept for the Chofetz Chaim. Hashem was real, Torah was real, mitzvahs were real. Anyway, the Chofetz Chaim said b'derech melitza, in a sort of humorous vein, that everybody thinks that there's a chevra shtarbers. Shtarbers means to die. He thinks there's a group of people, they die. But I'm not part of that group. Like, you're Republican, I'm a Democrat. I'm part of your group. I'm saying as an example. Oh, you're in the Boy Scouts? I'm not in the Boy Scouts. I'm just not part of that group. You know, you're Satmar? I'm not Satmar. That's fine. So he also thinks that there's a Chevra Starbirds, and he's just not part of that group. It's all right. I don't have a card. I'm not a card-carrying member of the people who are going to die. But Harai, I've never died before. At least not that I remember. So in the middle, that's not me. That's everybody else. I'm saying in my lifetime, I passed the half-century mark. Chesed Hashem alai, she'im l'shar ve'im l'tar et kodol chesdo. So I've seen a lot of people, I've heard about a lot of people dying. As a matter of fact, a few billion people have died since I was born. Okay? It's a lot of people. And I didn't die. So I'm glad this is being recorded, so that everyone should know for all of posterity. I'm not in that group. I'm on the group of people who live forever. But what's going on over here? I'm saying, if you would ask a guy, are you going to die? Of course he's going to say he's going to die. So what does this mean? So Gemara says in Saita 22b, Amar Rav Yanai l'dvisei, al tisiyari min ha-prushim v'lo min mishen ha-prushim ela min ha-tsuim shedoim l'prushim. Shema'atseim kemaase zim v'vakshim s'char ke-pinchas. Rashi says, ela min ha-tsuim kolom v'sheim ha-ri'isim ke-toldosim. Ela tsvuim y'bachutz v'ein toichim ke-boilom. Shema'aseim kemaase zimri shahim g'shoim v'vakshim s'char ke-pinchas oimim l'briyos l'chabdim ke-pinchas. He said, don't be afraid of the Prushim. That's the group of rabbis, the Orthodox Jews. Don't be afraid of the people who are not Orthodox Jews, we call today, a relatively recent term. But be careful of the people who are hypocritical. Be careful of the hypocrites. That are like the Prushim. They're doing Maisim of Zimri, and they want Schar like Pinchas. Zimri, we know, is involved in the terrible act of fornication with a Gentile woman. And they want schar like Pinchas, who was the one who carried out the punishment. They say, give me kavod like Pinchas, even though they're doing a maisa of Zimri. How can that be? Person's doing a Maisa Rasha, and he says, be mechabid me like Pinchas. It's a mad nizach. As I'll say in the Gemara in Shabbos 31b, Darash Rav Ba'ula Amai Dichsiv Ki En Chartzubos L'moysim Vari Ulam Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Loidayin L'Rishayim Shenem Charedim Batsevim Yoyim HaMisa Ela Shalibam Bari Lehem Ku'ulam. It's not enough for the Rishayim that they're not afraid, they're not scared and sad about the day of death. That's Chartzubois. Chartzubois, Chazal Darshan, Charedim Va'atsevim. Yemeinam Charedim Va'atsevim Yom Amita, Ela Shalibam Bari Lehem Ke'ulam. Bahenu Dama Rabba, What does it mean? Zedarkum kesalama. In other words, their heart is open like a hole. It's big. They feel good. They're not afraid. They're not sad. They're going to die, and what's going to be, and how much they're going to lose out. What does it mean? This is the way of the fools. The Rishayim know they're going to die, but they have this chelav, they have this fat in their kidneys that doesn't allow the truth to penetrate. And you might think, says the Gemara, they forgot they're going to die. No. They talk about it, Rashi says. They know full well they're going to die. They talk about it. Nevertheless, they don't do tshuva. Because they have this fat, so to speak, on their kidneys. It doesn't allow the truth to penetrate. So you have a mitzvah here of Rishayim. We talk about death. And yet, they don't do anything about it. They just continue living the lives they're living. Is that normal? Person knows. He knows that this is lasting very, very short. For a very short period of time. He just continues on his happy ways if nothing's going to happen. There's some things that you can know intellectually, but if you don't live them, you don't experience them, they don't become part of it. It's like talking about the Holocaust. You and I can talk about the Holocaust all day long. On some very, very external level, we can understand that that was too horrific to describe. But to really know what the Holocaust was, you needed to have spent, you know, a day in Auschwitz. Not a day in Auschwitz today when tour groups go through and they take pictures and they sing Ani Mamin, but a day in Auschwitz in 1942. It's chitzoni. It's not part of you. This is Negemoran Shavuos of Hey, the opinion of Rebbe is Yidiyas Beis Rabo Shema Yidiyah. In other words, the Gemara is discussing that in order to be Mischayev a Karban, a person has to have Yidiyah that he sinned. He just forgot. With that previous yidiyah, it's not considered shogeg and merely spotted from a carbon. And copy this din, the Gemara says that the opinion of Rebbe is that what a person learns in the house of his Rebbe is considered as a yidiyah to be mechayiv him in these dinim. Rashi explains, yidiyas beis rabbi, shalomad beis rabbi, shanogeh betum atome vuloyad ashehil yish kishanoga, avaloyas boinin losum al libo shenitma shema yidiyah. He learned in the house of his Rebbe that somebody's Nageya Betuma is Tameh. And he knows, he felt it when he was Nageya. And he knows how luckily he is because he learned it from his Rebbe. But he wasn't Mizbainain, he didn't pay attention. So that's called the idea. So it's incredible. He knows that a Sheretz is Mitameh, and he knows he touched the Sheretz. He knows he touched the Sheretz, and yet it doesn't register with him. So he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. And he's called a Shoigeg, because he's not Mizboine in Lassum Aliba. So you see that you can know something, but it really is not Nageya to you. He's Shoigeg, not Mezid, he's Shoigeg. He knows he was Nitma, he's just not Mizboine. So he's Shoigeg. Rasha knows. He knows where he's going. He just doesn't live it. It's something external. Bracha 17b. Damar Rav Yehuda Mana Birei Lev. Govai Tipshai. Damar Rav Yosef. It's an who are the strong ones of heart? Am Govai that are Tipshim. And she says they're also Rishayim. And Rabbi Yosef says, I'll prove to you how stupid they are. Nobody ever converted. From this group, nobody ever converted. Rav Ashi says that Anshe Masa Mechasi are also Rishayim. Abirei Lev. Because they see Kavadat Torah twice a year. The Yarche Kala, everyone comes to learn. And then Amizgayer. This idea of a birei lev that they have these hearts of stone. They don't convert. You know, they see Kavadat Torah. Yedias chitzaynis. It's only an external yediyah. Doesn't become part of him. We have a Gemara in Maseches Beitzah 17a. Gemara is a suffek. What's the din? Somebody who didn't put an Erev Tavshilin. And nevertheless, he was Mevashel. Is for Shabbos. It's a Mutter Rasser. By the way, over Vafa Mai, Toshma Mishinechel Tavshil Rezoi from Vashel Matmin. Ratzalechel Serushus Biyada. Achelat Shalayofa Shalahitmin. Rez Layofa Vlayofa Laidmin Vlala Vlachem 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 from Vashel Mishvilam. Vashel Yomtov. Im Hoyser Hoyser Shabbos. Vashel Yar and Beherim Osser. Ravash Yarao Kamris. Shani Aram Dachmir Banat Femi Mazid. So the Gemara proves from the Brice, there it says that anybody who was Ma'arev can be Mevashel from Yom Tov to Shabbos, make it an Erev Tavshilin. If he ate the Erev, you're not allowed to be Mevashel anymore. And what should somebody do if he ate the Erev? Or he didn't put one in the first place and he wants to cook? He could be Mevashel on Yom Tov a lot. There should be a lot of food, and maybe guests are going to come. And if some is left over, so it's left over for Shabbos. And provided he's not Ma'arev, he doesn't do a trick and say he's Mevashel Yom Tov, but his Kavanah is for Shabbos. And if he does haram, it's aser. So it's muchach l'chayra, it's time he's mevashel b'yamtov v'tzarech Shabbos. Tavshil is aser, b'achila. Shekein mevuach sh'amarim asur l'achol mima shebishel. So you see that you're not allowed to, it's time he's mevashel for yamtov v'tzarech Shabbos without an Erev, he's not allowed to eat it, because the marim is aser. Rav Ashi's Deich says, no, shiny ha'arama. It's even more chamer than mezid. He's mevashel b'mezid, the food's going to be mutter. When he does ha'arama, the food's going to be aser. In Ramela, there's no proof from here to the suffix of the Gemara. Rashi explains, Lailam avar v'afa mutter, v'arama ein aray lekan. The shiny ha'arama m'mezid. Digala me'emar achmul barabanam b'arama t'mei m'mezid. Digala mezid roshu lavor d'ibrachom b'enachem l'meidim e'men. V'u atzmai mezim elev. Rishab Hilkoch, lo mi akra toras eru, aval marim, sabu lasis beheter Hilkoch lo yoshiv alibo lasarvay. Bechel medem enu mi akra toras eru Hilkoch and sul havana. Really, if a person's oiver and oifa, it's mutter. And harama is not a raya. Harama is different than mezid, because we can say that the rabbis were machmir in harama more than they were machmir about mezid, because by mezid, he's a rasha to be oiver al divrei chachamim. And they said, he's a rasha to be over a divrei chacham, nobody's going to learn from him. And he's going to pay attention, he's going to do tshuva. And therefore, a Torah Seir is going to be uprooted. But Ma'arim, he thinks he's doing beheter. And he's not going to do tshuva. And other people are going to learn from him. And we're going to lose out on Torah Seir. And therefore, the rabbis gave him a knas. So why would this guy not do tshuva? He knows he's doing harama. The answer is that he's tricking himself. He says, I didn't really do anything wrong. And of course, that's a davar yadua me'od, that people are more ahead there and they convince themselves then that what they're doing is really okay. And that's Pshat in the Zohar, that a person who lives in this world thinks he's going to live forever. Because he knows intellectually he's not going to live forever. But he deludes himself to thinking everything's okay. I'm not in that group. Of course he knows rationally that he is, but it really doesn't penetrate to his depths of his heart. And it's yediyah chitzonis. It's only an external yediyah. And that's the way many of us, unfortunately, live our lives all too often. And even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people are a little bit more serious even then. People figure, hey, last year I was the same way I was this. 2 years ago I was the same way I was last year. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I'm still here, everything's fine. Things even got better maybe in my life. I have more money. and you see people who live lives that aren't filled with Torah and Yirat Shamayim, to say the least, they're doing well. Everything will be okay. Everything was okay, is okay, will be okay. And it's a delusion. Our job is to be misorer and take the idea chitzonis that we have, that we know that we're not going to be here forever, and life is very short, fleeting, and really try to make the most of it. Yitzhak Hashem, we should be zochet to do so, fulfill all of the great potential that Hashem gave us in Ruchnius, the world of the spirit, of emotion, of depth, of connection, and become the greatest tzaddikim we can be. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.